What are you afraid of? As a child, I was afraid of the usual things that children dread. The dark, dark houses, the high dive at the swimming pool, dark water where I couldn't see my feet when I was swimming in it, going to bed at night with my closet door left open. Or perhaps worst of all, no light at all, completely dark, no nightlight. As a child, I used to jump, actually leap, into my bed, almost a good 2 feet away to avoid that space. That open space between the floor and my bed, because I was sure that if I got too close, my ankles would begin to tingle with fear, and I could completely see a large, hairy claw reaching out to grab me. I confess, I actually used to leap into bed well into my teenage years. Probably a lot longer than I would care to admit in public. And if I really think about it hard, standing next to any bed, my ankles still tingle just a little bit. I've learned to be less afraid of things like this. And my fears today are different. Now, my grown-up fears are less and less about the darkness outside of me, and more about the darkness inside of me. Ash Wednesday is this week. Lent is coming. During the 40 days before Easter, we are expected to take a fierce moral inventory of the darker things within ourselves, to peel open the eyes of our hearts and look closely at the things in ourselves that we are afraid to see. We are expected to examine our habits, our behaviors, and take an honest look at those parts of our soul which most of us are afraid to admit we have, even to ourselves in private. See, I could talk about that hairy claw all day long, and we can laugh about it. But talk about my sins, my inconsistencies, my angers, no way. What is it that we wouldn't want anybody to know? What is it that we would be afraid to share publicly? What is it that we are afraid of? That's the journey that's meant to take place. That's the journey to the place where Lent is meant to lead us. Lent is calling us down into the valley of the shadow of death, where we are called to confront our innermost fears, our secret selves. Then, at the end of Lent, on Good Friday, those sins are shamefully exposed on the cross, where, if we are honest about our real journey in Lent, none of us would want to go. Christ doesn't ask us to enter this darkness without a vision and a promise that reveals what that fearful journey is all for. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, a day of complete light. Light on the height of the mountain before we go down into the valley of shadows. This vision of Christ in fully transfigured light provides us an assurance that the journey down the mountain will not be in vain. It has a holy purpose. Today we have Jesus, the light of the world, shining on a mountain. Here on the heights and in the clouds, in a private revelation, the three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, and showing up from the past, Moses and Elijah, and Jesus is transformed in all clarity. This story of the Transfiguration predates the written Gospels. It's among the earliest memory stories that we are told about Jesus, especially just after the crucifixion. It's actually a memory story for his disciples. It's like one of the living stories about the deceased that's told at a funeral. It's a memory story that comes back just now after the person is gone. It's a memory that must be shared. After the crucifixion, the disciples remembered and shared this story of the Transfiguration. As they told this story, it helped make sense of the shameful darkness of the cross. The memory of the Transfiguration put the painful, fearful journey to the cross in perspective. Matthew's gospel shows us how the vision of light in the Transfiguration is both a mirror and a promise. As a mirror, the Transfiguration provided great comfort to the disciples after the crucifixion. As a promise, it pointed to the communion of saints who continue in the presence of the living God and the promise of the holy light yet to come. And yet, at the time of the revelation, at the time as a promise on the mountain, it was less comforting. In this great moment of revelation about who Jesus was, named Son of God by our Father in heaven, robed in full light, the disciples were still cowering in fear. Why? Why, at the time of great revelation of light, were the disciples afraid? What were they afraid of? The disciples' fear on the Mount of Transfiguration was as much a fear of being called to witness to the light, the true light. It was the fear of being called to be light. Jesus said that we, his disciples, were to be the light of the world. And here he is, showing his disciples on the mountain exactly what being light meant to look like. Being the light of the world can and should make us deeply afraid. This kind of fear is the beginning of wisdom. It's a genuine fear of being whole and holy. When all our sins, our shames, and our fears are behind us, we are shown that we will shine. Transfiguration, being transformed to be light for the world, carries in it the promise and the fear of being whole. We are so often familiar with our fragmented, broken selves that the promise of wholeness is foreign and fearful. Imagine if we were to share our deepest shames and exorcise, be released of our darkest secrets, and by doing this, reveal our most authentic self, the real me. That is becoming all light, and it is worthy of fear. Even as we wonder whether it's even possible, even as we contemplate, Lord, that's too much for me. I can't possibly go that distance. Even as we wonder, Jesus comes to us as he did to his disciples. He touches us in our fear. He speaks to us directly to each one and says, relax. Don't be afraid. Don't panic. All shall be well. It's not going to be easy for you, says Jesus, but watch me. There's resurrected life, says Jesus, life after the shame, the sin, and the secret fears are gone. Darkness is not dark to me. Rest assured, my brothers and sisters, Jesus will come. He has already come. He has shown the fullness of the light and the dark through himself. He has risen and ascended beyond the darkness to light. We could all be light. We could be whole and holy, healed and risen with the light shining in our resurrected faces. Jesus told us not to be afraid. What am I afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are we afraid of?